Chapter 37, Fire. I did a little digging into a YouTube video that was serendipitously posted on YouTube in 2020. Although the music literally hurt my ears, it won some awards in Canada during the 1980s. Antonio's part was to passionately recite El Reposo del Fuego in the background. His voice was so powerful, I felt like it could knock me over. The poem, translated to The Resting Place of Fire, was written by Mexican poet José Emilio Pacheco. According to Britannica, Pacheco was a Mexican critic, novelist, short story writer, translator, and poet. Early in his career, he created verse that used surrealist and symbolic imagery to address such hot topic issues as pollution, poverty, and government bureaucracy. But later, he adopted a simpler, more forthright approach that reinforced his concept of history as a cyclic series of events that continue to haunt humankind. I believe Antonio both admired and personally knew Pacheco, as he was a frequent lecturer in both Canada and the U.S. A rough translation of the poem in part goes like this. The flames burn, world on fire. Look at the leaf in the wind. So sad. The poem is a bonfire and it does not last. A leaf in the wind, also very sad. Of course, this is a very rough translation using Google. According to the Encyclopedia of Latin American Literature, Pacheco believed that the project of every human being is a constant beginning with no possibility of completion. Completion is just an appearance, the abandonment of a project halfway through, because even short-term human achievements are deceptively projected towards transcendence. As with the nature of the flame, the goal is to burn for an instant. What Pacheco calls completion makes me think of what the adoption community sometimes refers to as closure. No matter how many pieces one collects, and no matter how many birth relatives one meets, closure or completion is just out of reach. There is always more to learn, know, and discover. One day I was trying out some new internet genealogy skills known as the Boolean method. It's putting search terms in quotes and combining the terms using and, or not. I would discover a 30-minute lecture that the team had previously located in newspapers.com called In Search of Identity, The Writers of Latin America. Antonio's expertise on Latin American literature, culture, and politics was often quoted in newspaper articles, yet I never dreamed I would ever be able to hear him lecture. It seems a bit ironic when I think about how he spent his life embedded in his language and culture, while I spent my life never knowing or understanding this part of myself. The repository where I found the lecture was a local city archive in the same town where Antonio lived. Hearing him speak changed everything for me. Just the tone and musicality of his voice felt familiar and validating. He was charming, funny, intelligent, and had enough of an accent to make him sound suave. His command of English was impressive. I played it for Mark. I burst into tears, and the two of us hugged. Over the last year, I have been trying new Latin American foods, watching Latin television, and learning about Peru. My cousin Celia warned me about those crazy Latin Americans, and it turns out I am one of them. I hope to not only refresh my Spanish, but to actively learn the language so I can one day read my father's books. I have a lot of ground to cover to fully embrace my newfound Latin American heritage and family with no expectation that I will ever fully fit into a culture that was lost to me.